Greetings from West Yellowstone.
Hello, friend. Thank you for pressing play on the latest episode of the Brassy Broadcast, or as we're calling this little mini-season chronicling our RV adventures, the Brassy Roadcast. I'm Jen Eads, the head broad in charge of the Brassy Broadcasting Company and a curious girl full of questions.
And I'm Beth Kindig, the one who does whatever the Brassy Broad tells me to do.
That's why you get to come along on this adventure.
Thank you so much.
So we are going to recap our last couple of days. We had a little distraction last night.
That was not a little distraction. That was a big distraction.
It was a big distraction. We're going to talk about that when we get to the end
of the
day.
It was big. Okay.
It was big.
All right.
I will not minimize that.
Thank you.
As I sometimes do.
Sometimes.
Okay. So let's talk about day two of our trip, because we left, where were we?
Yellowstone?
No, Missoula.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so.
No, we've already talked about that. No, we haven't
we
talked
haven't.
About that.
Okay. No.
All right.
Okay, so we are going to back up to day two and start with the road trip from
Missoula.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
Missoula, down to Livingston to see an old friend who lives there, and then down to West Yellowstone to hook up with the folks in the RV. And our friend recommended that we take the road less traveled to Livingston. So normally you take the interstate to Bozeman and then head south and get to Livingston that way. Well, we decided to go take a little road less traveled because we wanted to see the state capital, which I've heard pronounced both Helena and Helena.
I was going to ask you if you were going to say Helena or Helena. I say Helena.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we went through the state capitol. See, that way I don't even have to say it and worry about saying it.
Hopefully everybody knows their geography and knows what the state capital of Montana is.
Right. So we get off the highway, did a little bit of exploring downtown, and found a new fabulous piece of art. Actually, two new fabulous pieces of art.
Because you know our goat fetish. So we found some goat art. But now we're kind of into the owls as well. So we have goats and owls.
Yes, lovely art. And there was an antique shop called Golden Girls Antique Shop. So how could we not visit that?
Had a lovely conversation with the woman there that was the proprietor. She had a Boston hat on, so we had to talk a little baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's why you're the mayor, because you never meet a stranger.
She was very nice.
Now let's talk about our stop in Livingston to visit our friend there. And while we were waiting to see her, we had a little time to kill. So what do? We go to the visitor center in Livingston, and it totally rocked. Beth, what did you think of that?
She was one of the most knowledgeable visitor center personnel folks that I've ever come across. I mean, there wasn't a question that we asked her that she didn't have an answer to, and was very proactive in offering some information as well. Two big thumbs up for the visitor center in Livingston, Montana.
Definitely. And I would like to go back to Livingston and spend a little time there. And we also need to circle back to Bozeman, because there is a grizzly bear rescue center there.
Yes, there is.
And that is on the list of places to go visit.
Yep.
Because it's famous. And apparently they have
Brutus.
A Facebook. They
Brutus
have a Facebook
bear.
Cam. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can log on and actually watch the bear cam. We haven't done that yet.
But we've been busy.
It has been a packed trip.
Yep.
Okay, so we've talked about Livingston. We've talked about Bozeman. From Livingston, we went down to West Yellowstone. We went to the Yellowstone entrance at Gardner, which is the north entrance. Normally, it would be a pretty quick trip down through Yellowstone from Gardner to West Yellowstone. However, the road that would have been the fastest route south from Mammoth Springs to Norris was closed due to construction and is still closed and will not be open until
October.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we heard the first week of October or something. It doesn't matter. It's closed. The road is closed.
And we detoured.
Yes. And there are worse places to have to make a detour than in Yellowstone, because I think it's the most majestic place I've ever been. And unfortunately, we didn't have time to really dally and stop at every scenic overlook on the way down, because we were trying to get to the RV park before dark, because Dusk is a fantastic time to drive through Yellowstone to see animals, but also not the safest time to drive through Yellowstone because of the animals.
And we didn't want to have any hood ornaments that, you know.
No, those are not the kind of hood ornaments that we would be looking for. But let's just talk about the mountains for a minute.
The mountains, when you hear the word majestic, you would have to think about these snow-capped mountains that, you know, a girl from Indiana, born, raised, lived there all my life, I'm used to flat farmland. And these mountains were literally breathtaking and stunning.
Yes, I will second that on majestic and stunning. Oh my gosh, we have to go back and talk about food.
Have we not already talked about, you make such fun of me. Oh no, I know why I thought we already talked about it, because you did something on Facebook about my gas station chicken salad sandwich, which frankly was the best chicken salad sandwich I've ever had.
Yes, and that was on the interstate from
Missoula to Livingston.
Yes.
Yes.
Best chicken salad sandwich on white bread from a gas station ever. And also, I want to shout out the omelet that
Helen.
I think it's Helene.
Well, we're running into the Helena state. Or Helena. Here we go again. We got too many Helens. I really think it was.
I'm gonna edit that.
Oh,
because we don't have to be wrong when I edit.
Whatever.
Day two was our first trip around the lower loop in Yellowstone, and I'm just gonna say trying to keep six people organized in a minivan is like herding cats.
It wasn't just six people.
It wasn't?
It was six people plus.
Three dogs. Oh, that's right.
Albeit small dogs.
Yes.
Still three dogs.
Yes. So we took off about 9 a.m. and it was still incredibly foggy that morning in the park. So unfortunately, some of the main attractions on the lower loop that are known for their bright, vibrant colors were not so vibrant, or if they were, you just couldn't see them because the fog and the steam were still so heavy.
The painted pools.
Yes.
For an example.
The paint pots, yes. The prism.
Yes.
Still very cool and still great to see, but yeah, we didn't get the full effect of that. And then we were off to see Old Faithful. And I have to say, honestly, I was a little underwhelmed by Old Faithful.
You know how sometimes when you build things up in your head? So when I was little, I had a ViewMaster.
Oh, nice.
And I had two places, two slides that were my absolute favorite slides on my ViewMaster. One was Mount Rushmore, which I have seen twice now and was very moved by it. And it was as spectacular as I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. The second was Old Faithful. And I have to agree, we saw it and thought we had... We didn't even realize we saw it.
We thought it was a precursor to what was going to happen.
It was very underwhelming.
Yeah. That's just the word that comes to mind.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad we saw it, but it was not what I expected it to be.
Me either. But I have to say, the lodge gorgeous. At Old Faithful was incredible. So you can stay there. They have a restaurant there, a gift shop. They had a great snack shop. I grabbed a sandwich and a beer for lunch. I think you had a sandwich.
I wanted chicken salad from a gas station, but I opted for the smoked turkey. It was okay.
Yeah, but it was nice. It's a great place to kind of hang out while you're waiting for Old Faithful to do its thing. And I got super curious about why do they call these things geysers? When you travel in an RV, you've got to be flexible. So maybe the sound quality of this podcast sounds a little different. That's because now we're recording it in the rental van because it was getting a little noisy in the RV. So here we sit recording this podcast. And what is this? A Chrysler?
It's a hopping minivan right here.
This minivan has been all over Yellowstone and it's I got to say, for a minivan, I'm pretty impressed.
Yes, but if you are the one driving said minivan 8 hours a day, you know, 5 days in a row, like I am. Now, I haven't driven it 5 days in a row, and I'm exaggerating, but by the time we're done with all this, it'll be 5 days in a row. And it just gets a little tiring, even though it's a very comfortable ride. And it's, you know, it's a minivan.
But we look cool in it, don't we?
Oh, definitely. With six people and three dogs.
It's kind of like a clown car.
That's a good description.
Back to our discussion of Geyser, now that we've relocated. So I had to look it up. Where did that name come from? And according to the Wiktionary, the name Geyser comes from the verb geyser, to gush, is where we get the name Geyser, which is named for a particular Icelandic geyser, mentioned as early as the 1760s in the Annual Register. So, friends, that is where the name Geyser comes from. And gush.
How appropriate that we're gushing about Yellowstone, but it's a little ironic that we're not gushing about its most famous geyser.
I agree. It is ironic. Alanis. So let's recap some of the highlights. And I have to say for me that Kepler Cascade was one of the highlights of the trip around the lower loop for me. It's just this waterfall. It's, again, stunning and majestic. I feel like I need to get out the why can't I say that?
The thesaurus.
I feel like I need to get out the thesaurus because stunning and majestic are the only two words that just keep coming to mind for Yellowstone, because it is just those things over and over again.
And you know what your dad said, and this is so true. So for an example, you go to the Grand Canyon and it's this big, in essence, a big valley, and that's all you see. And you go to a glacier and you see all these mountains, and that's all you see. You come to Yellowstone and you see the mountains and you see the valleys and you see the waterfalls and you see the geysers and you see all these things all wrapped up into one phenomenal national park. It's really cool.
Yes. Thank you, Teddy Roosevelt.
You know, I doff my cap again. You know, I'll throw that one back in there because you liked it so much the first time. But seriously, and as we are driving through Yellowstone yesterday when it was just the two of us, he was on my mind so much, and how very deservedly he's on Mount Rushmore. And he was a great president, and a president who cared about our national parks and things that are important to us.
Absolutely. And the other highlight for me was the canyon in Yellowstone, because it had, again, just another incredibly gorgeous waterfall that I walked down there and I was kind of looking and I was like, okay, there's a canyon. It's really cool. And then Bud, our relative, who's also on this RV trip with us, was like, no, turn around and look. And you turn around and there's just this mind-blowing waterfall. It's gorgeous.
You've just recapped it perfectly. I mean, again, we need a thesaurus, because these words are reoccurring for a reason. It's something you can't describe. You just have to see it.
I agree. And I think we should also share the most uttered phrase of the trip so far. And that is that a buffalo? Oh, no, it's just a big rock.
Kind of like Charlie Brown, I got a rock.
That is exactly like Charlie Brown, because you kind of feel a little disappointed when it's not a buffalo.
And who knew that there could be so many rocks that look like buffaloes? I mean, my God, they're everywhere out here.
Yes, that is true. Okay, let's talk about why we did not get the podcast recorded last night. Beth, I'm going to let you share this story.
Okay, so we have an 8-year-old Airedale. Her name is Ruby, and she's, of course, the best dog in the world, as everyone thinks their dog is. Well, Ruby, unfortunately, earlier this year had a tumor that gave us a good scare. We thought it was cancer. The vet thought it was cancer. So we've had to monitor her pretty closely to make sure that is not growing back. Good news is it's not. But bad news, last night we got a call from our babysitter saying that Ruby was acting very lethargic, not moving, not eating. And of course, I freaked out. Jen held it together pretty good, but I immediately went to, you know, level 10 thinking, okay, my dog is dying. I'm checking flights back home thinking I'll pay, you know, $1,000 to get back home to my dog that's dying. Do I overreact sometimes? Absolutely. Am I a little dramatic? I've been told that too. At any rate, we called our dear, dear friends, Kate and Lori and Wendy and Lisa, who all just happened to be ironically together, and they all went over to our house. And Kate's a nurse and she loves Ruby, and she checked out her gums, her eyes, her ears, her other areas that I don't probably want to know about. At any rate, determined that otherwise than being lethargic, she was fine. They gave her a Tums because doesn't that always make everybody feel better, and felt pretty confident that she just needed to rest up. So this morning we call Margaret. She's back to her old self. I think what happened is she played too hard. And if you multiply her age, which is 8, by dog years, she's 56. I'm 56. When I play too hard, I hurt too. I think that's what was going on with Ruby. And I'm so glad that that's all it was. I'm a little embarrassed that I'm standing out by the RV last night crying, but I just was worried about my dog. So that's the really more long than the short of it. And I meant to be a little more concise with that, but that's the story.
Well, and it raises this question of what do you do when you're hundreds and hundreds of miles away from your animal and you hope that, you know, you hope that she's in good hands and is going to be okay.
What you do is stand outside the RV and you cry and you check flights to get home to Indianapolis, you know, from Yellowstone. I don't know if you knew that I did that, but I didn't think that that was going to happen, but I thought I should be prepared just in case.
No one will ever accuse you of not being prepared. That is for sure.
So it was a rough night. And obviously today started off great because Ruby had a good night. She was back to her normal self. So we launch into today's activities.
Yes. And today we did the upper loop and drove back up to Gardner the long way around, which was, you know, it was much more enjoyable today because we weren't rushed. We got to stop at some places, and the Canyon Village is awesome, especially because, you know, one of the things that we're particular about, restrooms. Oh, and the other thing is food. So there are a few things that I think go into making.
I would rank restrooms higher than food, frankly.
Really?
Well, you know how that goes. You know how I go. So I need a good restroom.
I'm not going to argue that point. So two big thumbs up for Canyon Village. Nice restrooms. Lots of snack options to take along. You can eat there. You can grab something to go. Jen, and the shopping is good.
Well, Jen, why don't you tell our listeners why you like this particular shopping experience in Yellowstone so much?
Oh, well, I might have gotten a new Stetson cowboy hat from my parents for my birthday.
And that's exactly why I think you liked Canyon Village so much. I like the bathrooms. You like the Stetson cowboy hats.
Yes, I think those are very true statements. And one thing that I have also discovered over the course of the last couple of days is that I don't know that I would ever brave Yellowstone like in July, in the summer, when it is packed full of people, because I feel like we're so spoiled on this trip. There's not a lot of long lines. People are pretty cool, you know, for the most part. Okay, let's just talk common courtesy for a minute, because if you've never been here before, there are some places that, like, you don't walk on the ground. You walk on, like, it's kind of like an elevated... It's a boardwalk, and it's a narrow boardwalk. I don't know why people have such a hard time grasping the concept of walking in a single file line.
Well, you know, I had an incident where I was in my head determined that I wasn't going to keep acquiescing and moving for people. And so as you were talking about people not understanding single file, there was like a line of three of them coming at me. And the woman on the end was kind of a smaller woman. And I was trying to hold my ground. And boy, she almost knocked me off that boardwalk. I was not prepared for the mighty blow that she landed on me as she also refused to move out of my way. So yeah, it was a little concerning that there such rudeness could abound.
So basically, you were playing chicken on a boardwalk
with boiling, bubbling geyser pots. Yeah, on either side. It was the principle of the thing. I'm like, I keep moving for people. This time, I'm not going to. And she about knocked me on my ass.
Well, we'll see how your next round of chicken goes. Yeah. On a boardwalk surrounded by hot spring geysers. That's.
Yeah, I think I learned my lesson.
Wait, can you say that again?
I learned my lesson. That doesn't have anything about you. So don't think that you're right. Is that where you're going? or just that you're going to throw this back at me that I said that I learned my lesson, but I'm going to turn around and do it again, and you're going to say something.
It could go either way. Uh-huh. Okay. And friends, with that, it's time to pack it up and get rolling to our next destination, which tomorrow will be Jackson Hole. We are heading down to the Grand Tetons. Never been there before. Super excited to take that in. So we are going to pack this in, get rolling. Thanks for riding along on the Brassy Roadcast. You can follow our adventures on Instagram and Twitter at Brassy Broad Jen. And if you know someone that would enjoy our shenanigans, please press the share button and share this with them. Thanks for listening. Now get out and explore the world around you.